time travel to fun in the 16th century at the Maryland Renaissance Festival. 10 stages, food, pubs, shopping, jousting. Saturday, Sundays, and Labor Day Monday through October 20th. Tickets only online at MarylandRenaissanceFestival.com. Save big on admission through September 8th.
Lucky Land Slots, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hi, this is Stacey from The Advisor. I'm very excited today because we have a very special guest. Our guest is Jenny Lee, and she's here to talk to us today about burnout mom syndrome. And basically, it's a lot of moms and mothers who have a lot on their plate. They're taking care of their families. They're taking care of their children, their jobs, and they're balancing a lot of things. And, you know, they're focusing on their kids and their life and everything that matters around them. And and after a while, you can get really burnt out because you're not focusing on yourself. You're not giving yourself the self-love you need. You don't know how to get out of this syndrome because you put yourself in a routine that you're so used to doing every single day. Or the guilt of not knowing, you know, thinking that it's wrong to focus on yourself and not focus and to draw some of the attention away from the people you're caring for, like your children. And people don't know how to get out of this. And meanwhile, they're just getting more and more drained, and they are just destroying themselves slowly, mentally, physically, and spiritually. So Jenny's here to talk about that and explain to you different ways, different techniques, how to turn your life around, get yourself out of that unburnout mode, and to enjoy life, enjoy yourself, and how you can move forward in life and accomplish everything without feeling so drained and burnout. So Jenny, welcome to the show. It's a pleasure to meet you. And I'm so excited to hear about what you have to tell us. So tell the world a little about yourself and what you do.
Thank you so much for having me. I was just so excited to find your podcast and how it's helping a lot on mental health. And now we're talking about this because it covers a lot on mental health and spirituality. And that's pretty much what I do too. So I call myself a habits coach because the work is really on developing the habit of happiness. Mm-hmm. And I work especially with moms who are burnt out and who needs a little infusion of joy in their lives. Yeah. And they could do that. Well, what I help them with is building their morning routines, because the morning could really be the time when the world is asleep and they could have that joy and that self-care without any guilt.
Right.
Yeah. And when the kids wake up, when it's time to go out in the world, they are already nourished and they're ready for everything. Yeah. And it's not that continuous place of dysregulated nervous system. Oh my God, what's going to happen? It's like, oh, the kids broke something, and you'd go, you know, you'd be reactive, because that was me.
Mm-hmm.
Right. That's pretty much what I do. And I'm also a teacher. I'm an English teacher. If you heard the bell earlier, a class being dismissed. And I could also tell you about how I get into this work, because honestly, I am still the same person, right? I'm still a teacher. I'm still a mom. The difference is I know how to take care of myself at this point. I know how to give love to myself so that I could do my job on a maximum level, mm-hmm. you know, the best that I could as a teacher, and I could be a better mom, better than before when I was burnt out.
Yeah.
Thinking back when I was a new mother, I was still learning, but that's the thing. Nobody really told us that mothers should really first put themselves first.
Yes.
Because, you know, mothers, women, they are the soil of earth. When you don't take care of the soil, Nothing can grow out of that, right? It needs fertilization. It needs love. It needs attention. Mm-hmm. And when it's dry, like a lot of women are running on, right? So many women are running on empty. Yes. That soil can't grow anything beautiful to give to everyone else.
100%.
And so that was my situation. I was a teacher when I was a new mother. So I would, of course, I would go to work and I would come home and I would still be the cook, the cleaner, the caretaker, and a wife, and then a teacher again for my son, right? Mm-hmm. And that time it was small. And it was all so tiring. It was exhausting. But I had to numb that part of me, you know, that exhausted part of me, to just keep going, making sure that my son is fed, making sure that I took care of the house, making sure that food is cooked. Whew.
Yeah.
At some point, that was taking toll. It was taking a toll on my physical health, my mental health, spirituality, and I became irritable because I wasn't sleeping. Mm-hmm. And then there would be guilt when I took a nap.
Yeah.
There would be guilt if I took a massage. It was like, oh my gosh, I'm such a bad mom. and get a massage. So it's all these things. Of course, that led to a divorce because nobody could bear me, including my ex-husband at time. We were very unhappy because I was unhappy and I was emotionally unavailable for my child because I was always tired. He would want to play with me. I couldn't. I just wanted to take a nap. I just wanted to sleep. I just wanted to hide in my bedroom. If he wanted me to read a book, I just wasn't available. So it was just like, actually, it still kind of hurts thinking about it. It's like how rejecting I was of him. Like it wasn't him. It really was me that was not pouring love into myself and giving what, you know, I didn't give what I needed.
Yeah.
So I did not have love to give to anybody else around me.
Right.
And so after the divorce, I moved out of the house that we lived in, and then we had split custody, and I suddenly had this couple of days of me not having to take care of anybody, and I didn't know what to do with myself.
Right.
It was strange, but that was when I realized why did my life crumble like that, and you know how everything changed. But no, it was all working out for me. Honestly, thank God for the divorce, because without that, I wouldn't have learned, right? I just wasn't taking care of myself. I was so disconnected from who I truly from who I truly am.
Yes.
That kept me away from the best person that I could be.
Right.
And instead, I just became this aggravated personality,
yeah.
You know, irritable and angry and easily triggered. And so I completely understand, you know, with moms who are exhausted and sometimes it's, you know, they snap so easily. They're tired.
Yeah.
They need love.
100%.
Right? Yeah. And so one morning, and I was depressed too, of course. And, you know, there was like all the suicidal thoughts and it was just like, what a mess. And so I was on this hamster wheel of misery, basically. And I got so comfortable with this heavy energy, with the misery, right? With a depressive mood. And so one morning I woke up just too early and I couldn't go back to sleep. All right, what am I going to do now? And so at some point, a thought came through. I said, well, why don't you play some music? And that would probably make the air feel a little better. Like it would make it lighter. But you know what? I had a resistance towards that. It was this war in my head. I was like, oh, that's stupid. What would I want to play music at 4:30 in the morning?
Right. Yeah.
right. And, I had to push myself to turn that on. It's like, oh, okay. It actually feels better now that there's music. Oh, but you know what? Because there's music, now I feel like dancing. Oh, I feel like moving my feet. But then there's this noise in my head again. There's this war, right, that came out because I was so used to the misery in the morning. I was like, why would I want to dance? That would look stupid. It was like, who's watching? Exactly. Yeah. Like nobody's watching, but I had to push myself to move, right? And so that really reminded me of how there's a lot of mothers who resist love, like, you know, who have trouble receiving,
yes,
like I did, right? Like I was. And you know what? It's okay.
Yes.
But push yourself to receiving. Just, you know, you deserve it. And so I did dance and it felt so good. And that really helped my mood that morning.
Yeah.
Just dancing to one or two songs. And then I thought, oh, that was fun. I should do this again, maybe tomorrow. So I would wake up 10 minutes early just so I could dance to one or two songs before work. And I would come to work actually with a lighter mood.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I felt better. And because before it was more just me doing my job, submit my lesson plans, ask the kids to do their work and then take my paycheck, go home. You know, it was
right.
Like this mundane of a life. Right.
Mm-hmm.
But since I started dancing in the morning, my mood became better and I would come to school and actually had conversations with the kids,
yeah,
you know, and actually starting laughing with them and actually treated them like human beings, you know,
right,
which I did not before because it was, they're just a part of my routine. I just want to get this over with and go home.
Right.
Right? A lot of us operate from an autopilot like that.
Yeah. Definitely.
What if you add more happiness? What if you add more joy? Right. And so that's what happened to me. And, after a while, maybe a couple of months, probably a month, I decided to add 5 more minutes so I could dance 2 more songs. And then I would add 5 more minutes so I could learn dance steps that I found challenging that time. And mm-hmm. I would add 5 more minutes so I could practice yoga inversion poses.
Yes.
And a few months later, I would add 15 more minutes because I learned about juicing, so I could juice and wash the appliances. And I would add 5-10 more minutes for meditation and breath work and cold shower. And now I have 2 hours of morning routines, and it's all focused on me. And so when my child wakes up, like, oh, I'm this happy personality, and
yeah,
I'm available for you, and I have all the energy. What do you want to do?
Right.
So different from before. And it's also the change in my personality. I am not reactive towards students who are misbehaving. And I have such a good relationship with my students and my colleagues. And I was like, oh, suddenly I don't hate this job anymore.
Yeah.
So nothing really changed. My environment is still the same. I still have the same roles, but I actually enjoy my roles a lot more because I changed the lens that I was looking at things, because I also changed my habits.
Right.
The habits of looking at my habits of, I don't know. I guess everything that I just explained to you of generating the energy of happiness and joy, then made me that helped me come to an understanding that happiness is really a habit.
Yes.
Joy is a habit. And who's responsible of generating that?
Right.
Each of us.
I think the biggest thing is that people, especially when they have their first child, they feel that everything has to centerize around that one child. And they put so much energy in taking care of that one child that They sometimes even neglect their husbands. They neglect neglect themselves. They're working 24/7 and they're just focusing on that child. They're focusing on if they have a job, their job. They're focusing on the responsibilities and duties of keeping the house, together, running errands, and they're just getting exhausted. And like you said, they're slowly getting burnt out. And I would say so many times to these patients, I would say they would say they feel guilty, but I would say, okay, but how can you take care of somebody else when you can't even take care of yourself? Because you get to that point where you're so burnt out. You're so drained. Mm-hmm. And I think that's when the anxiety sets in. Mm-hmm. That's when the frustration sets in, and even depression and fatigue. You know, how do you roll out of bed, and how are you able to do these things if you can't even roll out of bed? You know, you're like forcing yourself to get out of that bed. Mm-hmm.
Hey, when you wake up to a job that you don't like, or waking up to taking care of other people but yourself, you are waking up to exhaustion, to an exhausting day. It's hard to wake up to.
Yeah.
But what if you wake up thinking that you will do something fun for yourself? You are you're waking up to this loving thing that nourishes you.
Yeah.
That would be so much fun. And another thing also, why the morning? I think we talked about how it is guilt-free, but on a scientific level, when you first wake up in the morning, when your brain is still, clean, it's a clean slate. The brain wave is in between delta, the deep sleep wave, and theta. Mm-hmm. When you're still groggy, because you just woke up, that's the hypnotic state.
Yeah.
And so when you wake up and you think that I'm going to do something fun for myself, ooh, it's going to be a fun day. I'm going to start my day with a lot of fun. You're excited to wake up to it. And then the 100%. Next day, and then the next day, then your body and your mind would start associating waking up in the morning with positivity, with fun and 100%. Joy, right? And that's how it becomes a habit. Right.
Yes.
And of course, the opposite is true, right? When you wake up, when you wake up in the morning, you remember problems from yesterday, or it's going to be exhausting. That's the habit that's going to be perpetuated.
Yes.
And so put the seeds of positivity when you first wake up. Maybe the first thing that's easiest is to say your gratitude.
Yes.
Say it. Say thank you 10 times as you go to the bathroom to pee, or,
right.
But it is that energy, that positive energy that you want to generate first thing in the morning when your brain is still clean.
100%.
But of course, I should also include that the last thought that you go to sleep with is the first thought that you wake up with.
So you
want to fall asleep happy. And that's why it's really important, of course, for moms, after all the hard work that you've done all day, you deserve some rewards. Give yourself a nice hot bath, hot shower, meditate, or do some stretching. Go to sleep happy. Say your gratitude before bed. The last thing that you're happy about is the first happy thing that you wake up with. Like, oh, it doesn't want to wake up happy, right?
Yeah.
And so, and that's how it becomes a habit, and that's how it's healing.
That's awesome. I love that, your tools and the strategies that you just talked about. And, I think that it's very productive. I think if you actually train your mindset, then one question I have for you is, you do have those moms that, even humans, that aren't mothers, getting out of the routine, those bad habits, you get stuck in a routine and you're so used to doing things accordingly. Bop, 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 bop. When I wake up, I do this. When I do this, I do this. Now, how do you get your mode to get up 10 minutes early and start this? How do you, because we say we're going to do it, but then you still in your head, you still have this way of doing things. Just like when you quit smoking, you have to break a bad habit. What kind of tips would you give somebody for starting this? What's a great way to break the habits and to start a new routine? Because that's very hard for people, especially people who have a very anal way of thinking. you know, doing something different, or the fear of change. What will happen if I change? Oh no, I can't change. I have to do it this way. You know, how do you get those people to change their mindset?
Are you happy though with those habits? Mm-hmm. I think that would be the first question.
That's a good question. Right. Yes.
Yeah. How does that make you feel?
Right.
I mean, is that serving yourself? Mm-hmm. But how about this? I don't believe anymore with self-judgment. And I think a lot of times when I became depressed, when I came to just like really, really disliking myself, that was because of this constant of self-judgment. Yes. Right. And so it's like, oh, I didn't wake up early enough. Oh, I'm such a bad person. You know, mm-hmm. Different ways, lot of us do that self-criticism. But what if we set a low and easy standard?
Yes.
That's why it's 10 minutes, mm-hmm. right? And this week, try to wake up 2 times a week and do that happy thing for yourself. Okay. Right. And if you only get one, like, hey, still better than last week.
Yeah, 100%.
Celebrate that. And after you've done that 10 minutes of something that makes you happy, the dance or yoga or just a walk outside, celebrate that. You got to do that for yourself, right?
Right.
Like, wow, that's amazing. And another thing is also instead of course, when we do certain things and it's not up to our standard, it's not mm-hmm. as good as we expected. You know what? I got it done anyway, and I'm going to try again, and it's going to be better tomorrow, right? But really appreciate yourself. And a lot of it is really self-acceptance.
Yes.
And how much we value ourselves,
right?
And if you only know how much you've done for other people, mm-hmm. and all that love and attention that you've given to others, if only you could give some of that to yourself.
Right. 100%. Yeah.
Yeah. And it's so important to empower ourselves that way, to see our value that way, that mm-hmm. we are deserving as much as other people of the love and attention and all the hard work that we've given other people to make sure that they're okay. Well, in order for them to be okay, you got to be okay first. Yeah.
True.
Uh-huh. It's put yourself true. First.
Mm-hmm. Now, you've written a book about how to build, you know, joyful happiness and how to bring happiness into your life. Can you tell us a little about the book that you wrote?
Oh, yeah. It's a super short book because I want that to be digestible. It gives ideas to people on how they could put some variety in their mornings, mm-hmm. right? And some tips of how you could wake up easy, because if you want to start a habit, say somebody told me wake up 2 hours tomorrow and go to the gym, well, no, that's not gonna happen. It's not sustainable because it's not fun.
Right.
So if you want to start a habit, it's really important that your new habit, you make it easy and you make it fun.
Yes.
Because when you push yourself for a drastic change, first, it's not sustainable. And second, it puts stress on your body.
100%.
And then you would feel bad because you couldn't do it. Why do that to yourself? So make it easy, make it fun. Because when it's fun, when you find it fun, you want to do it again.
Oh, 100%.
Again. Yeah. And then it becomes a good habit.
Yes.
Right. And so the book gives you ideas on the things that you could do, and also ideas for nourishment. Yeah, and the things that I do myself that I've tested, and the advantages of that is I did include my cold shower routine, and my dad also read the book, and he was like, oh no, like that just doesn't make sense to me, cold shower. But you know what? It's been advocated by a lot of experts.
Yes.
A cold shower first thing in the morning is like, well, I mean, not doesn't have to be first thing in the morning. I would do cold shower after my workout, because you know, I'm warm, right? And yeah. So cold shower doesn't feel as bad, but it's cold shower is just like any other habits. Start easy, 3 seconds, just 3 seconds. And then after a week, give yourself 5 seconds, mm-hmm. right? Do that increments. Right. Then it's not as hard anymore. And then right. by the time, after you've done it for 2 months, it's like, oh, look how far I've gone.
Mm-hmm.
It's the same thing with any habits, right? 10 minutes and then 15 after a couple of weeks, and maybe the following month you want to add 5 more minutes, but do it in a way that is kind to yourself,
yeah,
and non-judgmental.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. 100%.
Mm-hmm. And I do hope that this helps, because especially with mental health, right? Yeah. And a lot of moms, a lot of women do need that encouragement. And
oh, yeah.
not knowing that they do deserve a lot of love,
yes.
and that they need to be put first, and your joy is priority, so that you can then give your joy and love to everybody else, so that you can build your business, your family, your life from right. a place of love and joy.
Exactly. Right. Yeah. And I think people have to realize that, you know, it's okay to love yourself. It's okay to take time for yourself, and you're not doing anything wrong, because, you know, people do feel guilty, you know, when they take mm-hmm. time for themselves. But as a mom, and as a, you know, as a person in the workforce, and a person running errands, trying to keep the whole house together, you deserve it. You deserve yeah. it. And people have to, everyone, you know, you don't even have to be a mom. Everybody needs to take time out to give themselves a little mm-hmm. self-love.
I agree.
Without self-love is self-destruction. And
yeah.
that's what we have to avoid. So important. You know?
Yeah. I mean, I completely understand like how it's so easy to fall into that kind of pressure, right? Yeah. Because that was me. And, you know, it seems like that's what's expected from women.
Yes.
And in this generation, it's just not acceptable anymore, you
no,
know, to put yourself,
not.
Like to give yourself that pressure and expectations.
Exactly.
Yeah. You cannot hold a house together when you're running on empty.
No, 100%. 100%. Now, what was the title of that book that you wrote?
That is How to Make Your Morning Fun.
Okay.
I'm going to have to pull that up again, because it was a while ago, but I'll send you
the link. It's on Amazon, right?
It's on Amazon.
Okay. That's great to know. And then you also offer coaching, you said also.
Yes. I would love to connect with anybody who needs advice and suggestions on how to explore a little deeper on mm-hmm. what makes them happy in the morning, and so that you can make that a habit. So I would love to speak with you. That would be a 30-minute free coaching with me. And you can start as soon as tomorrow.
Now, where yeah. can they find that? Where can they find you to sign up for your coaching?
I will send you the Calendly link so that they could schedule with me. And
awesome.
I will also send you my social media details. And you can find me usually active on Facebook and Instagram. And yeah, get connected with me.
So for all my listeners, I'll put all this information in the description box so you guys could find out more about Jenny Lee, and you'll be able to click onto her links and find her book, and you'll be able to find her coaching sessions where you can schedule a coaching session if you're interested in. And also she does other topics too. Like she talks about leadership. She talks about, spirituality in general and different lifestyle changes that you can make in your life to improve your life and make it more productive. So she offers a lot of different things, but this was one topic we wanted to cover because when we were talking to each other before the show, we thought how important it would be to talk about moms, because moms really don't give themselves enough of self-love and enough of credit, because they are the rock. And without a good, strong mm-hmm. mom who's able to hold the house together and be the good mom, the good wife, the good this, the good that, you know, things will fall apart. So, you know, moms need to learn how to give themselves self-love without feeling the self-guilt, because there's nothing wrong with giving yourself a little TLC, because just like, you know, Jenny had mentioned, once the gas tank goes on empty, you know, the car just stops. And if the car stops, you're not going to get to go to the places you want to go. And neither are your kids or your family members, and you're not going to get anything done. So you really have to learn how to, you know, really balance your life out. And the first thing you should really think about is really putting yourself on the pedestal first. It's okay. And then share in love with yourself, your family, and given all that energy that you created in yourself to everyone else around you. But, you know, you've made that point very clear. Jenny, you've given us so much valuable information. And I love how you introduced a way, because the mornings are so important. The way you go to sleep in the morning, the way you go to sleep and at night is very important, because you do get affected. The last thing you think about at night is true, that you wake up with that mentality. And then the energy and what you do in the morning can clear out your all your negative thoughts. It can give you energy. It can give you a positive, you know, attitude, and it can change your whole day and your whole life. So all these things you mentioned are just fabulous. And to teach people how to do it, I think would be amazing. So everybody contact Jenny Lee. Look at her book, look at the offerings she has. And I think some of the things she just talked about just briefly today could actually change your life. So Jenny, thank you so much for coming to the show. It's been great having you here.
You're so welcome. And thank you so much for having me and chat with me. It's been so much fun.
Yeah, same here.
Yeah, I do have a last word. Last words. You know, think about it. If it's not fun, it's not worth it.
Oh, I like that.
So ask yourself if this is fun, if this is making me happy. And say, if you think that this is boring, if it's mundane, right? I mean, wash the dishes or doing laundry or chores in the house, cleaning. Ask yourself, how can I make this fun? And this is also part of self-care.
Yes,
you know,
I like that.
That's how you can be present and give yourself that love and fun in any activity.
I like that. That is 100% true. Very good way to end the show. I like that. Thank you so much, Jenny. This has been a pleasure. And I'd love to have you back on the show so we could discuss these, you know, things furtherly. So definitely.
Absolutely. Thank you so much.
You have a great day, Jenny.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. And now I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from, with new games released each week. You can play for free and each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Every day, we rise, challenging ourselves to work for what we believe in. At U.S. Border Patrol, protecting our borders is more than a job. It's a calling. Agents answer the call, working together to keep our country and communities safe. If you are ready for a new mission, join U.S. Border Patrol and go beyond. Learn more at cbp.gov/careers.